morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. You and I, we're going through the journey of life together. I appreciate you taking the time to do this for yourself. Congratulations. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I take this responsibility, this privilege to step into your lives, to poke and prod very seriously. I will not let you down. Thank you for putting your faith and trust in me. We're going through this journey of life together. You and I, we're going through the same challenges. Where we are as far as our ability to harness our power, our personal power, our mental toughness conditioning, well, you know, that all depends how much intensity, focus, time we've been putting into this. But we're going through the same journey because we may want different things in life. We may be at different stages. There's always that higher level. And whatever stage we're at, to get to that higher level, to get from point A, where we are, to point B, wherever that may be for us, we're going to have to stimulate a new way of thinking, new strategies, new ways of looking at the same old challenges that we've been going through. And somehow, some way, come up with another plan. I don't care if we've tried 100 times in the past. We don't know if that way of making that breakthrough to get what we finally want, what we finally want, may take 102, 110, 122. We don't know, but we're not going to find out when we start accepting life the way that it is, even if we don't want it to be that way. This is Morning Connection Podcast number 172 on our way to 200 podcasts. And by the way, if you only see you're on the morethanjustmuscles.com podcast network and you're over to Blog Talk Radio or iTunes and you're wondering, well, I don't see, where's 1 through 100? Well, go to skiplacour.com, check the podcast section there, and that's where you can scroll back and see 1 through 100. When do you do that? Some more of this powerful, empowering information, this thought-provoking information that you can take and apply to your life and your situation, wherever that may be, wherever you are in the world, whatever age you are, whether things are going great for you and you're looking for that next level, or things are really challenging. You're looking for that hope, that direction. You're right. You're in a bad place right now. I can empathize with you. My hope is that there's something that I say today that's going to get you thinking in a different manner, a better manner, and get you to start taking actions to change your situation. Or you're in that wide gap in between. Hey, you're here. We're here. We're looking for those things. We're all working, chipping away. Those 100 strategies, those 100 podcasts, those thought-provoking sessions. You can go there, down there and listen to those. All of these, actually, all of these Morning Connection podcasts, they're timeless. You know, I might make references to whatever is going on at that particular time in the current events. That's just something that we all can relate to that can just stimulate the conversation, use it as a metaphor, an analogy. Like I say all the time, that life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we listening to those lessons? Are we taking note of those lessons and then seeing how we can apply them to our life? That's why we look at other people as inspiration. We see their challenges. We step into their thoughts, their empathy. But ultimately, what it comes down to is, how does that apply to me and my life? And what would I do if I went through those challenges? Right? And what can I learn from their situation? Like I said, life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we paying attention? These Morning Connection podcasts, they're timeless. And you know, as a matter of fact, you could probably go back, I don't know, 20 podcasts ago. Morning Connection podcast number 152. And you're a different person in the last month. You know, you conquered some challenges. Maybe you need to revisit some of the challenges in your life. And hearing the same podcast that you know you got the gist of the information, hearing it now, it may just make that breakthrough in the way you're thinking or doing. Same information, right? So when you listen to these Morning Connection podcasts, you know, the themes are generally the same. You know, how to get the most out of yourself through your mental state, how to get closer to that level 10 on a scale from 1 to 10, and your level of enthusiasm and focus and energy. Because when you have that close to level 10 of intensity, of enthusiasm, of grit, passion, energy, you access all those great abilities that you have in your thinking, your creativity, your mental and emotional flexibility. You have access to all those, the better state that you're in. And then looking at the world, how your perspective at the time, how many times have you looked at something and thinking, wow, that's really challenging. Wow, that's a real tough situation. And it could just be a week later and you go, you know, that's not so bad. Yay, I can handle that. I have the power within me to take care of this. It's not so bad. It's just a difference in your perspective. And during these podcasts, I just poke and prod and get you to think about your perspective so you can align them, all your thoughts and actions towards what you really want, those goals, that plan, and even more importantly, that vision that you have for your life, that every single day you should be taking the time to think about and to refine and make in more detail that vision that you have for your life. That makes all the day-to-day activities, all the challenges that you go through, certainly a lot easier to handle when you have that big picture of who you are, what you're all about, what you want to provide for your family and your family's family. That big picture makes the day-to-day decisions of what to do and what not to do a little bit easier. So that's what this is all about. Please don't get bored. You owe it to yourself to constantly ask yourself the same questions over and over and over again, especially if you're not getting the results that you really want. That's what I want to talk about today, your beliefs. Your beliefs, what are they, your beliefs? It's how you believe the world works, right? Is something easy, right? Is it something awesome? Is it something exciting, right? Or is it something bad, terrible, depressing, right? It's not worth your time, right? Bad, right? All those are your beliefs about how the world works. We do it with other people. People are bad, or they're good, or they're wasting their time and their energy, or they're, wow, that's really inspiring what they do. That's stupid what they do, right? How they go about the world, how we tend to look at our beliefs about the way a person conducts their lives, right? How people view us. They're going to think what I'm doing is stupid if you are following the journey that I'm doing with my nephew, Ronnie. You know, his initial reaction, if we shared with you some of the life lessons that we're learning and we filmed it in the gym before our workout, what your belief about what other people might think about us doing that in the gym? Will they be inconvenienced? Will they think that's silly? Should I not do, is that the appropriate place to do those type of things? I mean, they all come with through our beliefs of how we believe other people will view us or what they'll think about our situation. And if you do look at that video through this past week, and you can go to skiplacour.com/journey, one thing I said to him is, go, well, what makes you think they will think that it's not appropriate for us to film this little segment there in the gym? What makes you think that it would be inappropriate? Or people might look down on it. And I said, you know, how do you know they're not looking at, hey, wow, what is that guy doing? He's with his nephew. What are they talking about? What are they doing? Filming for TV? Where is this going on the internet? Sounds exciting. You know, I might check that out when I get home. Maybe I'm going to ask the person at the front desk, hey, what's going on over there? I see them filming. Who is that guy? I've heard about that guy in the gym. Is that his son? Is that his nephew? What's going on there? It sounds exciting. I want to look that up. Is there an internet website? Oh, they're wearing these Mass Machine Nutrition shirts. What's that? Okay, website, massmachinenutrition.com. Maybe I should go over there and check that out. You know, your belief about how you think you'll be viewed, it's not necessarily true. All right, but as you know, you will take action or you won't take action based on what you believe to be true. And you have no idea what's true. It's what you come up with. And also, if you get your uncle to say, hey, we're filming this anyway. Don't worry about what people think, right? But you still have the belief, well, I'm going to do this because I believe my uncle has my best interest, but I also believe this is silly, this is stupid, this is inappropriate to do in the gym. Instead of thinking, wow, okay, man, I can't wait to look back on this. I can't wait to look at my journey 17 weeks from now. You know, all the lessons I'm going to learn, it's kind of cool. My uncle film all this stuff, take this time with me, document it on video and infographics and pictures and YouTube videos and whatever, social media all over the place. This is really cool. All right, I'm going to play all out, level 10, and go and have fun with this journey. Understand that I will have ups and downs. I'll do things awesome and I'll have some challenges. But by the end of this is going to make me a better person. This is going to help my uncle in some way. All right, I'm all in. And so you're in front of the camera and you got the body language and the thoughts going through your head of, wow, this is a awesome thing. Or you can hold on to your beliefs that, again, that you're doing something inappropriate, something that shouldn't necessarily be done, but I'm going to do it anyway because my uncle wants me to. Are you going to show up in front of the camera for those 6 minutes in a state that, well, I'm doing this? Are you a level 10? Or are you just going through the motions at a level 7? Really don't totally believe in it. My point is, what you tend to believe about other people, how the world works, about yourself. Are you worthy? Are you not worthy? Are you awesome? Do you feel awesome today? Do you feel energetic, intelligent, sharp as a tack, enthusiastic as hell? Are you a force to be reckoned with? Right? What you tend to believe about yourself, you'll start creating in your world. That's how you'll see it. You'll look for the reference to support. Wow, listen to my voice right now. I'm telling myself I'm an enthusiastic gal and I'm ready to do this podcast. I'm ready to do this workout. I'm enthusiastic gal. Yeah, see, look how I lift weight. Look how I'm moving my body. Look how I'm breathing. Look how I'm talking. See, I'm enthusiastic as hell. You will look for references to support your belief that you have about you, your abilities, and the world around you. You will believe it is true, those thoughts, beliefs about yourself, and you'll look for references. As the saying goes, what you tend to believe is true, what you believe is true will tend to be true, at least for you, at least for you. It may not be reality, right? It may not be reality. How many times have you gotten yourself to do something for whatever reasons, you got yourself to believe that you could do this? I can do this. And people go, wow, you sure? You sure about it? And you're so caught up in the belief that you can do this, you don't understand why they're even questioning it. You have so much belief that you can do this. Right? For some reason, you got yourself to believe that you can do it. Then you get involved in the whole process, and then you start going, wow. Yeah. They say the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason. I guess I'm seeing it right now. This isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. It's quite challenging. But guess what? I got myself to believe. I already invested this time, energy, and money. I'm already halfway in. I have it halfway done. Let me sack up. Let me nut up. Let me man up. Let me get tougher on myself because it's going to be, my belief is that it's a waste of time and my energy. It would be such a disappointment for me to stop halfway through, even though I'm at a challenge, to quit on this project, to quit on what I told people I could do. I believe I will not let you down, right? I believe I can do these things, that I'm mentally and emotionally flexible to do it. You have no references of that, or do you? Do you have references in your past that you've been through situations like this and you came through? I'm sure you do. You probably have references when you've been in situations like this where you didn't come through too. Which references in that moment of time are you going to pull up, right? Now, we don't know if you're actually going to achieve what that is, this log jam. You're halfway in. You've committed yourself. You told everybody could do it. You got yourself to believe. Now you're not quite sure. What references are you going to choose from? In the past where you've been in this situation a million times, and you succeeded, or you've been through this situation a million times and you failed. I'll tell you, I can't tell you. Sometimes, you know, at this stage of working out, right,
I sometimes think about how many times have I done the bicep curls? How many bicep curls do you think that I've done throughout my entire life, right? I'll also think about that when I do one more rep or do 5 more pounds, or am I going to get through this workout? I'm so bored or distracted for whatever reason. There's other things that I need to take care of, whether it's for my family or for my business, right? And then I just use the references of the past. You know, I've been through this a million times before. I'll do this one rep at a time, one set at a time. Before I know it, it's going to be over. I'd adopt that belief, right? And I have the references that's going to be true. And, you know, I make that true. But the reality is you don't know until you're done. Right. And so I go back to that scenario where you got yourself to believe, you told everybody else you could do it. You're actually surprised that they don't believe that they can do it. Right. And you're halfway through. And now you realize, now I know why people are saying this is challenging. And you look for those references to pull you forward, to help you grit it out, to tough it out. And then you make it to the other side. All right. It's what you believe. What you believe to be true will tend to be true. Not all the time, but will tend to be true. And you'll pull up all the resources that you have to support, all the references to support those beliefs. And it got me thinking about this particular topic, this particular aspect of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. We just had a couple nights ago this tragedy in Southern California where this young guy, 22 years old, with what seemed to he seemed to have a lot of, you know, privileges. He was the son of the assistant director to the movie The Hunger Games. A lot of wealth. He had this beautiful BMW. To me, I mean, he looked like a very handsome guy. Definitely wrote this manifesto about, you know, he shot it. But you haven't heard the story. He was so frustrated about life. He was so frustrated. It was almost like the cool kids being outcast. And specifically from the information that he talked about on his YouTube videos that he posted and his manifesto, he was extremely frustrated why women didn't like him. His belief was they liked all the obnoxious guys and they didn't appreciate a gentleman like him. And he got really, really frustrated. That was his belief. That's probably how he saw every situation in the world. It all fed into that belief, even though he did not want that belief to be true. That's the key point. He did not want that to be true. And, you know, we'll find all the other factors to this that I probably don't know. But, you know, you get the gist of what I'm saying. You know, you look at the guy, I mean, seemed like a handsome guy, certainly an intelligent guy. I mean, you look at the quality of his manifesto that he wrote, very detailed and very well written. Again, he had all the advantages of money, a nice car. He seemed like a very handsome guy, intelligent. It's this set of beliefs. Now, I don't know where mental illness plays in all this, right? So, but there is a lesson that we can learn, even though I don't know all the specific facts. There may be some things that come out that kind of detract from my story, but like I said, life is always teaching us lessons. Let's pull from this experience how we can apply it to our lives and make our lives better, be more empowered in our thoughts, which will lead to our actions. You know, my initial reaction is like, you know, I know a lot about people. I've been fascinated for years. I know a lot about influence and persuasion. I know a lot about attraction between males and females, all right, and how that isn't as a conscious, it's not a conscious thing as people tend to think, like they're making all these conscious, intelligent choices of who they're attracted to, right? If you want to, as I explore this about relationships, if that's something that you're challenged with, I want you to go to yesterday's podcast, actually two podcasts, the More Than Just Muscles podcast on the past two Saturdays. So that would be, it's the More Than Just Muscles podcast number 17 that was done yesterday on this More Than Just Muscles podcast network or wherever you are, skiplacour.com or iTunes. And the week before, the More Than Just Muscles podcast number 16. More Than Just Muscles podcast 16, it was the discussion was stimulated from an article that was written about the guy. It was two men, and what are the red flags or the warning signs you should look out for in women. So, you know, they talk about these scenarios that you may have experienced or you've heard play out in other people's lives. But I don't just, you know, talk about them. I don't just read those off. I kind of explain, give you my perspective on why we as people do the things we do, and maybe a guy's perception of what's going on. That may or may not be true. And if he believes that to be true about himself or other people, that can compound the problem, not understanding. And then in More Than Just Muscles podcast number 17, I had my wife Carrie take an article that was for the ladies, the red flags or the warning signs to look for in men while dating. And then we kind of broke that down. Now, I did post this on the bodybuilding.com website on my thread. And I see somebody responded to it. They didn't listen to the podcast, and they clicked and read the article, and they said, "Wow, you know, this article is probably, it's really obvious. You know, I don't know, this guy may have been, you know, 20 years old, 25 years old, or whatever it is." And, you know, he read the article, because I referenced that for the podcast, and he said, "Pretty simple. You know, those what they said in that article are pretty obvious. Just treat people with respect and set boundaries and rules, and everybody will be fine," or something like that, right? Well, it was obvious that he didn't listen to the podcast. Now, it's a podcast. They're about an hour and a half long, so there's certainly an investment of time. But look, if relationships were that easy, then hell, this kid wouldn't have killed people, and you would never be frustrated in a relationship, whether you get a lot of girls or not, or you have relationships. The quality would just be perfect. It was so simple, right? So if you're not challenged with relationships at all, and you're not just settling because you get everything you want out of it, well, wow, you're an elite group. But if you're looking for those distinctions to make your relationships even better, you know, that's what the podcast is for. I'm not just reading a list right from the internet. I'm using all of my experience, my insight, my experiences, the experiences that I've witnessed from people going through the same challenges for years and years and years. I mean, that's where the value of the podcast are, right? So when you listen to More Than Just Muscles podcast number 16 and 17, and I reference the article, you know, it's the value, right? If you find these Morning Connection podcasts to be valuable to you, the insight, my life experience, my big brother advice, my fatherly advice for you, right? If you find value in that, make sure you listen to the podcast. That's 3 hours of me talking, just dumping, you know, my beliefs about the world, my past experiences, my passionate and concern to make your life better. It's all in the podcast, not in the articles, right? So just take the time to listen to those, whether you do it, you know, sooner rather than later. If you're challenged with relationships, I want you to listen to those podcasts. I know that I offer a lot of insight, a lot of things for you to think about that you're not going to learn at 22 years old. You're not going to learn at 25. You may not even learn these things at 35. It can really make your journey if relationships are something you're challenged with. So listen to those two podcasts. Again, I put a lot of my life experiences and the distinction that I made, all the good and the bad that I've gone through, all the things that I've witnessed, and that's More Than Just Muscles podcast number 16 and 17. Anyway, you know, this kid, like I said, my belief in him, he was a handsome enough guy, intelligent, had the opportunity. And my first thought is, this guy can't get a girl. This guy can't get a girl. And that's a belief that somewhere along the line he developed, that all women were. Girls only like guys who are like this. They don't like me. You know, the interesting thing about it, he had a very high opinion of himself and his abilities, which was, you know, look, I mean, I don't know what he really believed about himself, but he really saw himself as an intelligent and handsome. And he had opportunities and Hollywood walks. You can see him. I mean, he did have a lot of great things about him. If you read his manifesto, he traveled around the world. You know, it was interesting things. He liked, there was all the beliefs about himself that he was a an amazing guy. I mean, I could support that. Again, what you tend to believe about yourself, you will look for the references to make that true, whether those are good things or bad things. I believe that I can support his belief that he was an amazing guy. See, here's the challenge, though, is I don't necessarily believe that it's that difficult to get a woman to be interested in you. There's a big, gigantic gap between what you believe in yourself and what actually happens. That could cause a lot of stress. What you think should happen, how the world should react to you, and what it really does. If there's a gigantic gap there, man, that's where, you know, that's where all the challenges start, right? The bigger the gap, the more the stress, and then here we go. But the point is that I don't see where, you know, he had to believe all those things. You know, I mentioned this on yesterday's podcast, the More Than Just Muscles podcast number 17. You know, I was talking to this one woman a little bit older. She's a lawyer, very accomplished. She accomplished a lot of things. And, you know, I have known her for years, casually talking about certain things back, you know, when I was dating and she was dating. We would share experiences. And I didn't have the same beliefs about how difficult it was. Actually, you know, I think my challenge was I had too many opportunities and I wouldn't settle down and focus on what I wanted. I was just at the smorgasbord and I wasn't really defined in what it is I wanted. And that was more my challenge rather than it's so hard to find the right person. And this belief that I have right now is it was me working on me. When I made my man formation, that's when I found my wife and I found all the love and connection that I needed. And those are the beliefs that I had. Whether they're true or not true, I mean, I guess it's up to me, and they're true for me in my life. So you need to think about what your beliefs are anyway. You know, she was talking to me, oh, well, you're so lucky to found it. You know, it's so hard to find people nowadays, and you didn't have to go on Match.com and all this. You know, I have certain beliefs about that, you know, there's people that you can connect with. It's, are you available? What are your issues that are getting in the way? And also, she had, oh, well, you know, relationship, look at the divorce rate out there. You know, I used a reference to her. I said, well, you know, you're a lawyer. You're a woman lawyer. You're successful. You've been doing it for years. How many people started off on your journey who didn't make it like you did? Boy, the percentage of women lawyers who have made it, I mean, it must be like 5%. You didn't go with the odds. What you believed to be true, that you could do this, was true for you, not the odds, not the beliefs of other people, not the experiences of other people. You made it happen. You know, you can make your marriage. It's true for you. It's either 100% it works or it doesn't work, right? But these beliefs that we have, we need to challenge them. There are many beliefs that we have that we don't challenge, and we really don't want to be right. We really don't want to be right. We want to be right that we're an amazing guy and we're an awesome catch for the opposite sex. But we don't want to believe that all women don't want what I have. They all want the brutes, the people who aren't sophisticated. That isn't true. But if you believe it to be true, you'll see every girl can look at you. She could be have a stomach ache or something like that. And you're, look at that, another one who's turned off by me. And you find more and more reference, even if they're not true, to support your beliefs that you don't even want to be true. You don't want them to be true. You don't want them to be true about dating being so challenging and difficult and you're going to be divorced even if you find that person. So we need to really challenge our beliefs, if they are indeed true, especially the ones that we don't want to be true. And by the way, I put this on my Facebook page. If you're a guy, you can be a woman too, and you're lonely, can't figure this out when it comes to relationships. You have all these beliefs that you don't want to be true. You're feeling down. You're feeling out. God, if you're even remotely feeling as desperate as that guy, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You know, tell me that story. I want to do whatever I can to change those beliefs that you have. I can send you to references. I just, you know, want you to think about it. What you believe to be true will be tend to be true. You'll look for the references. You'll even invent references to support those beliefs, even if you don't want to be accurate. What are those for you? What are those beliefs that you have that aren't necessarily true, but you've gotten yourself to believe that you're true, that you can't figure things out, that you're not smart enough, that you don't have what it takes to be in a relationship, that you don't have what it takes to make money and provide for your family at the highest level, that you're not an entrepreneur, that you can't start your own business, that you can't get in shape, that building muscle is difficult for you, losing fat at your age or whatever is too challenging, right? That you'll never get along with your family, okay? You'll never get your shit together at your age. That it's at your age, it's you should already have had it by now. And this is going to be as good as it gets. People are you can't trust people. Right? People will let you down. I never wanted to have a family anyway. Right? What are these things you're getting yourself to believe that you really don't want to be true? Man, I would love to step into your life and help you at least reconsider those beliefs that you don't want to be true. But somehow you got yourself to believe and you're looking for all those references to support that, even though it's not going to make your life the way you want it. In fact, it's going to make your life miserable if you're accurate. We really have to challenge those beliefs that we have about ourselves, our abilities, and other people in the world around us, right? We don't want to be right, but we have to challenge those beliefs. A lot of these times, you know, I want you to think about what they are for you, because sometimes they go unchecked for years and years and years and years. Maybe this will stimulate the thought. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that magic moment yesterday when you looked at something in your world, big or small, that made you so, damn, life is pretty good? What was that moment for you yesterday? Take 3 seconds right now and think about that overriding vision, goal, dream, achievement, accomplishment, material possession, that option, travel. I don't know what it is for you, that, but it's something that if you go through this mental toughness conditioning, you work on yourself to become better and better and better. And you do that for months or years. That's what it's going to take for you to achieve this vision, this goal, this accomplishment. It's so huge. It's going to take you months, not years, of you stepping up in this matter to make that happen. You're going to have to believe you can do it. You're going to have to believe that you are mentally and emotionally flexible, that you can, I don't care, you'll get knocked down 7 times. You believe you'll get up 8 times because you're tenacious, you're persistent. Those are your beliefs about yourself. Right? What is that for you? Take 3 seconds right now. And if you've already thought about it, let's start making it more and more clear in our mind. Is what you're doing, this is something to ask yourself throughout the day, is the highest and best use of your time? And is it really getting you closer to those results, that big goal that you want? We don't want to put our energy and our effort, our thoughts into believing something that we don't want to be true. It's just our perspective. It makes us feel good in the short term. Right? We want to make sure everything we're doing, our thoughts, our actions, are in some way getting us to that life that we really want, those results. So is what you're doing right now, is what you're thinking right now about yourself and your abilities, is it really helping you get to those results that you really want, those results? And what are the results that you really want anyway? Think about it. What is it that you really want? Not what feels good in the moment. We don't want to believe that about ourselves. We don't want to believe that about other people. We don't want to believe that about the world. How can we spin it? How have other people got themselves believed? Start working on that now. But first, you need to be conscious of that. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.